In which things is Sawan pleased? How can I know the secret of Sawan? This is Sanchi's bhajan, Sawan Akarya of Ranga Vicharasi, page 15. When Sawan came, all the flowers bloomed. The doors of Kal power were closed. He won the game of Satnam. By giving satsang, he explained the path. He wants to take the souls to Satchkhand. Meditate on Nam. Don't become the disobedient one. Becoming Sawan Shah, he came into this world and glorified the name of Jamal Singh. He cured those who were diseased with ego. Oh, Sawan, come and give us your darshan. Remove the disease of birth after birth so that Ajab, the suffering one, may become well. In which things is Sawan pleased? How can I know the secret of Sawan? Page 15.
Razi, make it jana sara sawanadi, sawana keri aranga vicharazi. Meki jana sara sawana di sawana ayapula sabakir gai sawana ayapula sabakir gai kala pavara de buhe bir gai Kala pavara de buhe birgai Jitle satnam di bazi Meki jana sara sawana di Sawana keri aranga vicharazi Meki jana sara sawana di Sawana keri aranga vicharazi meki jana sara sawana di sat sang kar ke rahe samjonde sat sang kar ke rahe samjonde Ruha sach kandale janiya chahunde. Ruha sach kandale janiya chahunde. Nam japalo nabhyanyo pazi. Meki jana sara sawana di. Sawana keri aranga vicharazi. Meki jana sara sawana di sawana keri aranga vicharazi meki jana sara sawana di sawana shabana jagaviche aya sawana jagaviche aya Jamal Singh da nam chamkaya Jamal Singh da nam chamkaya Rogi home vale ki terazi Meki jana sara sawana di Sawana keri aranga vicharazi Meki jana sara sawana di sawana keri aranga vicharazi meki jana sara sawana di sawana ao darsh dikhao sawana ao darsh dikhao Janam janam de rog mitao Janam janam de rog mitao Ajab duki aho jay razi Meki jana sara sawana di Sawana keri aranga Picherazi, Meki Jana Sara Sawanadi, Sawanakeri Aranga Vicherazi, Meki Jana Sara Sawanadi.
Becoming Sawan Shah, he came into this world and glorified the name of Jaimal Singh. He cured those who were diseased with ego. In which things is Sawan pleased? How can I know the secret of Sawan? And I want to begin with an announcement. This was sent to us by Dale Van Dyke in New York. She says, "Dear friends, it is with great sadness that I share this news with the Sanghat at large that my husband, Michael Cogswell, of the New York area satsang, left the body on the afternoon of Monday, April 20th, due to complications from bladder cancer. He was initiated by Santji in August of 1977 at Sant Bani Ashram in Sanbrit. Due to COVID restrictions, a funeral service with his cremains will be held at a later date in New York City. I will miss him terribly, but am relieved that his pain and suffering has ended and am comforted in the knowledge that he is with Master now. He is home. Sending much love to you all in his infinite grace and mercy, Dale Van Dyke." And I want to add a personal note. Michael has always held a place of delight in my life. I met him here at Sant Bani in 1977. I liked him right away. He was a bouncy guy. And over the years, I delighted to see him on tours and at retreats. And one time, years ago now, he came to the school to give a presentation of his work of joy, the Louis Armstrong House Museum. I visited with him after his talk, and he was wearing a Satchmo baseball cap. Now, baseball caps are my preferred headwear, and I have a collection of them, so I said, "Hey, where can I get one of those?" And he gave it to me. I was delighted. And I wore it yesterday in the garden. You know, we'll all get to go when Master's ready for us, and as he takes us home, it'll be a delight to meet each other on the way. God bless us all. All right, our first reading, we're beginning a satsang of Santji's given here at Sant Bani in May of 1984. This was called, this is in the January 1985 magazine, "To Awake the Sleeping Mind." So Santji says, "Supreme Father Kripal often used to tell the story of Laila and Majnu. Once it so happened that a man who was riding on a camel came near Majnu, who was standing on the ground, and he started talking about Laila. He went on riding on the camel, and Majnu followed him on foot, and he went 12 miles talking about Laila, and Majnu followed him the whole time, not feeling any burden and not getting tired. Only when that man stopped talking about Laila, Majnu stopped accompanying him. And after that, he did not regret having traveled so much on foot, and he did not feel any tiredness from that, because love knows no burden. In love, or where love is talked about, no one feels any burden. The love of Laila and Majnu was of a worldly nature, but it was not dirty. It was not made dirty by the dirt of lust. On the worldly level also, their love was very pure. But the love between the disciple and the master is still more pure. It's spiritual love, because the masters, the Sant Satgurus, are the ones who make the lives of the disciples, and they are the ones who come into this world to take the souls, drag the souls out from this world, which is full of dirt. The disciple who loves the master likes to go only to places where his master is talked about. He does not like to go to any meeting and any place where they do not discuss about his master. So whatever love you are feeling for anyone in your heart, that will be expressed through your words also, because love is such a thing, such an attraction, that whatever feelings of love you have for someone in your heart, your mouth also speaks the same words. Guru Nanak and all the other masters who wrote the Bani sang the glory of their master. The ones who followed Nanak did not even mention their own name. They all wrote the name of Nanak at the end of their hymns because they had so much love for their masters. If we have love for anyone, even in the world, even on the worldly level, we always try to remember that person using this or that excuse. Just imagine the condition of the disciple who is in love with his master and whose soul has been made as the master, whose soul has been made as Lord by his master. What will the condition be of such a soul? How much he will sing the glory of his master. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say that the masters do not fly. It is their disciples who make their masters fly. He meant that the saints do not say that they are saints, that they are God. It is their disciples who glorify the name of the masters. It is their disciples who tell the people, he is the master, he's God, and he has come into the world to liberate the souls. Singing bhajans is the only means of expressing the power of the master to the people. There's no other way that you can express or convey the power of your master. We cannot sing his glory otherwise. What can we say of his glory, his importance? Because we are just human beings, jivas, and he is the all-owner. He is the almighty. He is the owner of Sach Khand. Only saints know the glory, the value of saints. How can we, the jivas, know what power the saint has? A hymn of Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj is presented to you. In this hymn also, the love for the master was present in full capacity. Here he says that if someone would unite me with my master, my beloved, or if someone would make it possible for me to meet my master, I am ready to sell myself for him. There's a saying in Rajasthan that if someone remembers his or her beloved, he cannot express the pain that he or she is feeling. Because in India, the society is such that boys and girls cannot go out together. If they are in love with each other, they cannot date, they cannot go out together. They don't have freedom like you have here. It's a very strict society over there. So there is a saying that if someone's beloved is remembered by the lover, in order to express his heart or her heart, what does he do? He burns the fire, and using the excuse of the smoke, he or she weeps. In that way, he or she makes her heart light. Master Sawan Singh also used to say that those who are shot with the bullet of love, they become useless for their homes, for their families. And they throw all the account books, all the ledgers and things like that in the well, and they are of no use to anyone. Love, whether it is worldly or spiritual, both kinds of love have the same nature. In both kinds of love, the yearning or burning is the same. And now lines from the hymn. If someone would make me meet my dearly beloved, I will sell myself for him to have the darshan of the Lord. Now he says that if someone would make me meet my beloved who has made my soul as the master, as a perfect being, I am ready to sell myself for him. I'm ready to sell myself for him, not for the worldly kingdom, not for the worldly name and fame, only in the name of God and only for God. I'm ready to sell myself for him. Often I have said that I never asked anything of a worldly nature from my master. And many times, standing in front of my master, I used to say, somebody comes to you asking for milk. Somebody comes to you asking for the sun. But this lover asks only for your one darshan. And from the hymn. If he showers grace, he unites us with the Satguru, who makes us meditate on the Nam of the Lord. Whenever God showers grace on us, he makes it possible for us to meet the saints. And saints teach us the practice of Nam. They help us in going within, and in their loving guidance, and by making us do the meditation of Nam, they merge us in their own selves and take us back to the real home. When Guru Nanak Sahib went to Mecca, he had long discussions with Qazi Ruknuddin. And once Qazi Ruknuddin asked Guru Nanak, "You praise the living master very much, and you have said a lot about having a living master. Tell me where the master comes to help the disciple, and what is the use of having the master?" So Guru Nanak Sahib told Qazi Ruknuddin, "Look here, Ruknuddin. When the soul leaves the body, after every death, the soul has to carry the burden of her good and bad deeds, and she has to appear in front of the Lord of Judgment. And when the angels of death come to take that soul, to present her in front of the Lord of Judgment, she has to go there carrying the load of good and bad karmas. And since the burden is so heavy, she cannot carry her own self. But she has to do that. And the angels of death go on giving her a beating. And she has to cross one river, which is even mentioned in the Hindu Shastras as the Vaitarni River. And the road is very narrow. The soul has to climb the mountain also. And she cannot do all this because she's having the burden of good and bad deeds. And from the backside, she is getting the beating from the angels of death. So at that place, those who do not have the master, they do not get anybody's help. The satsangis do not have to go through that road because they do not have to go to the Lord of Judgment. The path through which the soul of the satsangi has to go after death is different from the path through which the soul of the non-satsangi, who do not have the master, has to go after death. So that is the place where the master comes to help the disciple, and that is the use of the master. And again from the hymn, "I will worship you even when you give me happiness. Even in pain, I will remember you." Master Sawan Singh used to say that pain and happiness, poverty and wealth, sickness, good health, these six things are written in our fate karmas, our pralabdha karmas. Even before our body was created in the womb of the mother, and on the appropriate time, all these incidents happen, and we get things according to our own past karmas. So here he says, if I have pain, still I will do your devotion. If I am happy, still I will do your devotion. The devotee of God understands both pain and happiness alike, and he accepts both praise and criticism alike. And from the hymn, If you give me hunger, I'll remain contented. Even in pain will I feel happiness. Now he says, if according to my karma I have to face hunger, if I have to face poverty, even then I will remain content. I will feel myself satisfied, and I will still keep doing your devotion. From the hymn, cutting my body and mind into pieces, I will burn myself. I will myself burn it on the pyre. And now he says, even if I have to cut my body myself and put it in the fire for love, I'm ready to do it myself. It's very easy to say this, but it's very difficult to do it. From the hymn, I will fan you and fetch water for you. Whatever you give me, I will eat. When Guru Ram Das Ji wrote this bani, in those days in India, there were not so many facilities and conveniences. Instead of a fan, which is run by electricity, they used to have fans which people used to operate manually. And they used to bring water in pitchers, carrying it on their head for miles. So he says, I would fan you and your sangat. And if for the sangat I have to bring water, I will bring that, carrying it on my head. And from the hymn, poor Nanak has fallen at your door, O Lord. Unite me with yourself. It is your greatness. Now he says, whatever seva I have to do in your langar, I will do that gladly. And whatever you give me to eat, I will eat that gladly, whether it is good or bad. Guru Nanak Sahib says, I have come to your door becoming very humble and a poor one. And now you should save me. You should liberate me, because only in this lies your glory. And from the hymn, taking out my eyes, I'll place them under your feet. I have attained wisdom after wandering everywhere on this earth. The love which Guru Ram Das Ji had for his master cannot be described in words. Here he says, even if I take out my eyes and lay them under the feet of the master, still I won't be able to repay all that the master has done for me. I have gone to many societies, many communities, and I have gotten the opportunity of reading the Vedas and Shastras and all the scriptures. And after reading and going to all these places, I have come to know only one thing, that even if I do the greatest sacrifice for the master, still it is a small one. And again from the hymn, if you make me sit next to you, I will worship you. Even if you beat me away, I will remember you. Now he says, if the master calls me and makes me sit right beside him, it is his grace, it is his glory. And if he rebukes me, still I will remain content and I will do his devotion. I will not mind that, because I will think that maybe it is because of my fault that he is rebuking me. Those who have love for the master, when they are rebuked by the master, they do not get upset. They think that it is because of their own fault that the master is rebuking them. But the disciples who do not have love for the master, who do not have faith in the master, when they are rebuked and when they have to face such things, they fail in that test. I always went to Baba Bishan Das with this thought, that the reason he is rebuking me is that maybe I have some faults in me. There's something wrong with my karmas, that he is not pleased with me, that he is rebuking me and scolding me. I would never get upset at Baba Bishan Das, and I would never feel bad whenever he would rebuke me. I have often said that I used to read the Bani, and it is written in the Bani that saints become pleased only when our karmas are good. So I used to think, whenever I would get rebuke and scolding from Baba Bishan Das, that maybe my karmas were not good, and that was why I was not pleasing the master, and he was rebuking me. Often I have said that it is very easy to donate to the master when he thanks you. But what if he rebukes you and slaps you? Many times I would take as much money as possible to Baba Bishan Das. And whenever I would take him more than usual, he would give me one more slap than usual. But still, I would never feel bad about it. I would still have this thought, that maybe it is my fault, or there is something wrong with my karmas, that I am not able to please him. And that is why he is not pleased with me, and he is rebuking me. Even now, I am very grateful to Baba Bishan Das for all that he did for me, because I had stepped into the path of spirituality and in my young age. And it is possible that if he had not been strict with me, if he had not rebuked me as he did, I would have taken my thoughts to some other place. And because he made my foundation very strong, only because of that, when I met Master Kripal, I was able to understand and appreciate his love. So still I am grateful to him. So here Guru Ram Das Ji says, if you make me sit next to you, I will sing your glory. But if you rebuke me and send me away, I will not go to somebody else and accept him as the master of God, as the master or God. I will still sing your glory. And we will leave off at that point. And this is a satsang of Master Kripal. This is in the July 1974 Satsang Desh magazine. It's called Enter at the Straight Gate. And there's an editor's note. Straight, this is S-T-R-A-I-T. Straight, as used in the King James Version of the Bible, has the meaning of narrow in modern English. So this talk was given in Hindi by Sant Kripal and translated into English by the Satsang Desh staff. So Master says, the world is a panorama before us, and we, on the sense level, from the day of our birth, are absorbing impressions from it, perpetually increasing our subconscious reservoir. Approximately 80% of these impressions come in through the eyes, through the ears about 14%. The rest enter via the other senses, by taste, when eating rich foods and getting engrossed in their enjoyment, by the smell of various fragrances and odors, etc. The life we live, therefore, is a superficial one, and we have become the superficial image of it. Forgotten is the existence of an inner life, and forgotten is the inner way to it. In this panoramic world, all knowledge which is taught is directly connected with the mind, the intellect, and the senses, including the scientific degrees. The spiritual masters also come to the world, but they teach us, O man, within you is another life, another world, a new world, which you can seek and find in this human form. These masters explain the difference between the two types of knowledge, called apravidya and paravidya, exoteric and esoteric knowledge. The former is gained through the senses, the outgoing faculties, the mind, and the intellect. The latter can only be realized by going above all these, an experience gained only within the human physical form. There's a story which tells of a certain mendicant who announced to the people that the following day a special breeze would come, which would cause an insanity in everyone whom it touched, and that the wise ones should hide themselves from this breeze. A few, perhaps 10 or 20 people, believed in the integrity of the holy man and obediently hid themselves indoors on the following day. When the breeze had passed by, they came out of their houses and found that all the other people had gone mad. The mad people looked at them, and seeing some difference, they accused the sane people of being mad. Similarly, whenever masters come, the worldly people accuse them of all kinds of things, including a non-functioning of the intellect. People have no appreciation for the master's worth, for they are deeply involved in all the superficial worldly knowledge, unaware that another life exists. When he saw this condition, Guru Nanak said, "If I utter a word, they say I am babbling. And if I do not speak, they say I am dumb. If I sit peacefully, they say I am mourning the dead. And when I leave, they mutter against me. In this world, one cannot win. O God, protect us." It describes the whole world's condition. The majority who are mad are accusing the few who are sane. This madness can be more aptly termed a forgetfulness, to which all masters refer. Guru Arjan says, "Eyes are sleeping, but absorbing all illusory sights. Ears are sleeping, but absorbing the gossip of low thoughts." Since birth, we have been busily absorbing all the outer impressions, with the result that we actually lead a superficial life. For man, having forgotten his true self, has become the very image of the impressions he has absorbed. All the worldly sounds and gossip and backbiting, idle chatter, enter his being through his ears, joining the impressions from the other worldly pleasures, and he enmeshes himself more and more into this web. With the mind so occupied and intoxicated with this changing panorama of worldly life, who can awaken him from this deep sleep, this illusion, this forgetfulness? "Awake, O beloved, why are you sleeping? The night has gone, but why lose the day also?" The Vedas say, "Awake, arise, and stop not until the goal is reached. Do not even take a breath until you have reached your goal." In the Gospel of Matthew, it says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate." That gate through which we enter the beyond is very narrow, but wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Those who do not find that gate remain in darkness. Through all the nine doors of the body, eyes, ears, nostrils, mouth, and the two below, we are going into dispersion, disseminating our attention in all directions instead of centralizing it. There is but one road, and it is very, very narrow. And that way is the tenth way, which is apart from all the nine doors. a gate which is situated behind the eyes. On entering this gate, the soul is awakened into a new world. This is the meaning of the straight gate. The path of the masters is a narrow inner path, which many may try to approach, but few actually enter therein. Scriptures say the same thing in slightly different phrasing. St. Luke entreated, "Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able." Guru Nanak said, "Man is blind, he cannot find the way up." And he also said, "Close the nine doors, for in the tenth, the true abode is realized. There the unstruck sound rings day and night, and the words of the Guru's teaching are heard." How can we withdraw our attention from all the nine open doors? He says that we should close them. So if, for instance, you close your eyes, you will shut out the entry of outer impressions. All the senses remain below the eye level. So center your attention there and enter into the foxhole of the brain, from whence the soul rises after withdrawing from all the other parts of the body and centering at that point. If you have ever witnessed anyone's death, you will remember that the dying person does not hear if he is spoken to. His eyes may be open, but he does not see anyone. This is because his attention is withdrawn. There's a rattling sound, and the eyes turn upward as the final withdrawal takes place. The path of which the masters speak starts at this very point. "Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." The masters give hints and indications. Christ advised that one should take up the cross and die daily. "This is the cross," and he gestures with the body with arms spread out. And to die daily means to go up, rise above the body, ascend daily. There are two definite paths, outer and inner, but we have no knowledge of the inner one. The masters come specially to give us that knowledge, but they are accused and derided. Christ said, "It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than, having two eyes, to be cast into the hellfire." What does this mean? It means that there is another eye situated behind the two physical eyes, and at this point lies the practical way into the beyond. If you continue seeing with two physical eyes alone all through life, you will go further and further into dispersion and further into attachment, therefore. As you sow, so shall you reap. You are unhappy here, and after death, there will be unhappiness too. That is why Christ said that the single eye is better. And what is the single eye? "If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light." That single eye must be opened, and then the whole being fills with light. You have a choice of two paths: to enter the inner way through the straight gate, which leads you to the kingdom of God, the Father's home, step by step, or to pass through the two eyes and ears and outgoing faculties perpetually, which take you farther away from your true home, for you are pulled more and more into the world. We were once in the Lord's lap, and have not returned there up to now. Had we done so, we would have been of a vastly different color. Instead, we became learned, intellectual, filled with all kinds of bookish knowledge, expert at exploring and so on. But we, in fact, remained ignorant of and far from the truth. You can get this outer knowledge anywhere, but as for the inner way, forgive me, but man does not even grasp the reference to it, which is given in all the scriptures. Tulsi Sahib said, in the iris is a black spot which is filled with the secret of creation. Perceive beyond this dark curtain. Behind the iris of the eye, there is darkness, and you have to go beyond this darkness to gain entry onto the inner path. Some people sit in this darkness for years on end and declare that they are in samadhi, but the door does not open, and the darkness does not disperse. The name Guru is justly given to him who breaks open the darkness, so that one can see the light revealed within. Whereupon one can testify that there is light. If a lamp has many covers over it, naturally it would seem that there is no light at all. To remove our outer covers is a difficult task, and to rise above is even more difficult. Many yogis in the past have spent hundreds of years in attempting to rise above the body. But the truly enlightened person can teach one the ABC of the science on the very first day, and thereby the light is seen within. With the same method, in due course of time, each cover is removed until all four are gone and the effulgent light is experienced. Light a candle in a very big hall, and it will seem very dim. But by placing a shade over it, that small amount of light can be concentrated. We have scattered our attention far and wide, and it cannot see anything of the truth. But the master withdraws that attention and centralizes it, focuses it with a little bit of his attention. The masters have their attention in full control and can do anything with it. When Christ said, take heed therefore that the light which is in thee be not darkness, he spoke of the inner light and the inner way, the meaning of which I think you can now understand a little. The knowledge taught by masters cannot be learned through reading and writing and thinking, because the God into expression power itself is that knowledge which is also known as nam, or word, or shabd. When the Lord wished to become one, to become from one to many, there emitted a tremendous vibration, and that resulted in light and sound. And that power sustains the whole of creation. To see that light and hear that sound is to experience the true knowledge. You will find many references from various religious scriptures in the book Nam or Word. You are standing on the fringe of a new horizon, and all glory and beauty lies before you, within. And you start to experience that when you rise above the body consciousness and the senses. Those who can bring their soul above the cage of the body at will can be termed Rishi or Muni, Vali or Pegumbur or Master or Mahapurush, which means great man, a spiritual man. All those who are imprisoned in this body, be they highly intellectual or not, are, in the eyes of the masters, illiterate and untutored. Many intellectuals, however, will not consider the possibility of higher knowledge existing and brush the subject aside as a fable. But the avatars themselves have a deep respect for the saints, for they also followed a guru. They also traveled the one path. God has given the beauty of the outer world, which may be appreciated, but the beauty of the inner sun of Mahabrahmand, in which that perpetual sound is vibrating, surpasses all description. The secret teaching of this was given by Ingris Rishi to Krishna, the son of Devaki. You will find reference to this teaching and to whom it was given in the Ramayana, in the chapter called Balakand. References and inferences you will find, but without the help of a practical master, you cannot have the practical knowledge of what is written. During the time of our Hazur, there was a very well-known philosopher by the name of Kartar Singh Nabina, who attended Hazur's satsang one day. After hearing the master's talk, he said, "Maharaj, I am a person who is not easily won over during discussions, and very few people can stand up to me. However, today I feel like a small child sitting before you to learn his alphabet." The path of the masters, then, is something very different from philosophy. In listening to the message by word, O friend, do not forget yourself. The master's teaching is something different, and those who seek it will receive. The masters who gave knowledge of the inner way have been successful in the past and still are today. The world is not without them. When Pythagoras spoke of truth clothed in light, it was an indication that the truth is greater than the light, but its expression is found within the light. Socrates spoke of the music of all harmonies, adding, "I heard a sound which dragged me into a new world." Plato called it the music of the spheres, and Zoroaster described it as an unstruck fire. In those days, fire was started by striking two flint stones together. So he described the inner fire as one which burns without being struck. He then named it Sarosha. And in that Sarosha, or light, is the sound principle. The saints and the true devotees of God have all told of the light and the sound. Whatever references I have found by a parallel study of religions, I have incorporated into the book Nam, or Word. So, if you are interested in the references, you will find them there. The masters want to take us into an entirely different world, and when you ascend above the body, you will yourself experience that audible sound. A certain saint says that the sound, which is the God power, the Christ power, the Guru power, is telling us to come, children. He is awaiting us above. It is there, awaiting us, and is apparent in the form of light, audible in the form of sound, and it leads the soul to its source, where all is a wordless state. And we will leave off there. And one last small reading. This is a poem of Kabir. The Vedas say that the unconditioned stands beyond the world of conditions. O woman, what does it avail thee to dispute whether he is beyond all or in all? See thou everything as thine own dwelling. See thou everything as thine own dwelling place. The mist of pleasure and pain can never spread there. There, Brahma is revealed day and night. There, light is his garment. Light is his seat. Light rests on his head. Kabir says, the master, who is true, he is all light. And our tape, we're continuing a talk that Sanchi gave in June of 1994 in France. The talk was called To Conquer the Mind.
Kabir Sahib says that the wife or the woman in the house or your wife with whom you were so much attached, when you leave the body, the same wife or the same woman who was so much attached to you runs away from you, saying that now he has become a ghost.
Santa Mahatma ne kise vi aurat nu bewafa nahi kiya, nindya nahi, balki aurat di izzat santa ne mard de barabari rakhi hai. Te samjhan di baat hai, atma nu istri karke bayan kita hai, parmatma nu pati karke bayan kita hai.
No saint has said that the women are unfaithful or disloyal. This is something which you should understand. Our soul is referred to as the woman or as the wife, and Lord, Almighty Lord is referred to or is described as our husband.
Mataye dil de vich khayal hove ke jab oh bolda parmatma shabd di karan vich utha lenda hai aurat hi poot kehndi hai ne pyareo mard di vi ehi halat hai mard di vi inni ki mohabbat hundi hai jinne din tan hai unne din hi mard jehda hai ode nede hai jad oh hans kaaya ta janda hai mard di vi ehi halat hai oh vi ohnu poot samjhan lag janda hai.
Don't understand that when Lord Almighty withdraws his power or the ray of the shabad from within the body, it is only the women who say that this body has become the ghost. The men also say the same thing. When the woman leaves the body, the man also behaves like that. He also says that now she has become a ghost.
Main akhan naal dekhda reha hai, meri mata kaafi bhakti bhav vich rehndi si, seva bhav de vich ohnu virasat de vich hi milya si, ohne mere pita di badi seva kiti. Kayi kayi dafa main dekhya ki raat nu oh bimar ho jaande te ohna nu sari sahi raat vi kutde rehna. ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਿੱਦੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਮਾਤਾ ਨੂੰ ਜ਼ੁਕਾਮ ਵੀ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਣਾ ਉਸ ਅੰਦਰ ਖਬਰ ਲੈਣ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਣਾ ਕਈ ਵਾਰੀ ਪੁੱਛਣਾ ਤੂੰ ਇੱਧਰ ਗਿਆ ਨੀਗਾ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮੁਸ਼ਕ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਸੋ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ ਮਤਾ ਇਹ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖਿਆਲ ਹੋਵੇ ਕਿ ਔਰਤਾਂ ਬੇਵਫਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਔਰਤਾਂ ਹੀ ਦਿਖਾਵੇਦਾਰ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਮਰਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਰਦ ਵੀ ਐਸੇ ਹੈ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਬਰਾਬਰ ਹੈ
ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਸੀਨ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਈ ਮਦਰ ਹੂ ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਡਿਵੋਟਡ ਐਂਡ ਸ਼ੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸਰਵ ਮਾਈ ਫਾਦਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਮਚ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਸ਼ੀ ਗੋਟ this quality of serving others, she inherited that, and she was always serving my father. I have seen that many times when my father would be in pain, when he would get sick, all night long my mother would go on giving massages to him, but whenever my mother would get even a little bit of cold, he would not go to her room to even see that how she is doing or if she needs anything. And when someone would say, well, why don't you go and take care of her or ask her about how she is doing, He would say that, no, it smells, and he would never go and check on her. So the humans don't understand that it is only the women who behave like that. No woman is unfaithful. The bani of the Mahatma is equal for both the man and the woman.
Santana matval ta bani likhan da itne hunda hai ke saade andar os nu pad ke naam japan da shauk paida hove ਬਿਰੇ ਤੜਪ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੀ ਅਸਲੀਅਤ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝ ਕੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਚੱਲੀਏ ਜੋ ਜੀਵਨ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਵੀ ਮਿਲਾਪ ਕਰ ਲਈਏ
ਦਾ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਰਾਈਟਿੰਗ ਦਾ ਬਾਣੀ ਇਜ਼ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਰੀਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਬਾਣੀਸ ਵੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਨੋ ਦਾ ਰਿਐਲਿਟੀ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਬਾਈ ਰੀਡਿੰਗ ਦਾ ਬਾਣੀ ਵੀ ਮੇ ਗੈਟ ਦਾ ਡਿਜ਼ਾਇਰ ਐਂਡ ਦਾ ਯਰਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਦਾ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਵੀ ਮੇ ਡੂ ਦਾ ਥਿੰਗ we may fulfill the purpose for which we have been given the human body.
Santaniya vaaniya ko suniya sunaiya nahi hundiya na oh kitabi gyan de utte koi bharosa hi karde hai oh apne niji anubhav de Swami hunde hai. ਉਹ ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਨੂਰ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹੈ, ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹ ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਆਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਸਤਿਕਾਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਸਭ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਆਪ ਤੋਂ ਉੱਚਾ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇਵ ਦਾ ਨੂਰ ਦਿਸਦਾ ਹੈ.
The bani of the Mahatma is not from any hearsay, or they do not depend on the worldly knowledge or the bookish knowledge. They are the owners of their own experiences, and whatever they have experienced, they write only that in the bani. And they see within everyone that light of God present, and for them all the souls are alike. So whatever has come in their experience and whatever they have for the benefit of the souls, they write down only those things in the bani.
Bina pagati tan kam na yave, koe sugandh chborari, ya maya jan dekhre phulo, kya hathi kya ghoda.
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਅਗਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਤੇ ਮਿਹਰ ਕਰਕੇ ਕੋਈ ਅੱਛੇ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਸੁੱਖ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਹੈ, ਅੱਛੀ ਨੇਕ ਔਲਾਦ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਹੈ, ਧਨ ਪਦਾਰਥ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ, ਆਉਣ ਜਾਣ ਦੇ ਚੰਗੇ ਸਾਧਨ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਹੈ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਮਸਤ ਨਾ ਹੋ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਵੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰੋ, ਉਹਦੀ ਵੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰੋ, ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਤੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਤੇ ਮਿਹਰ ਕਰੇ, ਦਇਆ ਕਰੇ.
Kabir Sahib says that in showering immense grace upon us, God Almighty has given us all the comforts and the conveniences of this world. If He has been gracious enough to give us good children, if He has given us all the good facilities and the good comforts of this world, do not just enjoy those things and become intoxicated in that. You remember God Almighty, you do His devotion so that He may become more pleased with you and He may give you more of the happiness and the peace.
Lekin saadi ki halat hai, koi thoda bahut dukh aa gaya, kasht aa gaya, karma di wajah karke assi rona chilona shuru kar dinne hai, oh parmatma ch guru ch assi nuks kadne shuru kar dinne hai. Agar je saadi karma di wajah karke koi parmatma ne san anaam ditta hai, acha tan padar de ditta hai, to phir assi hankar de vich phulle nahi samaunde, phir assi us de vich ਇਹ ਸੋਚਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੀ ਅਕਲ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਛ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੀ ਹੈ. ਨਹੀਂ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਿਉਂ ਸੰਪਤ ਵਿਪਤ ਹੈ ਵਿਧਨੇ ਰਚਿਆ ਸੋ ਹੋਏ, ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਹੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ. ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸੁੱਖ ਚ ਵੀ ਸੁੱਖ ਦੁੱਖ ਉਹੀ ਧਿਆਈ ਹੈ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸੁੱਖ ਚ ਵੀ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ, ਅਗਰ ਦੁੱਖ ਹੈ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਨੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ, ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਅੰਦਰ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤੀ ਆਵੇ, ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹ ਦੁੱਖ ਨੂੰ ਬਰਦਾਸ਼ਤ ਕਰ ਸਕੀਏ. ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਦੁੱਖ ਕਦ ਆਇਆ, ਸੁੱਖ ਕਦ ਸਾਡੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਲੰਘ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ.
ਬਟ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅਵਰ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਇਫ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਅਵਰ ਓਨ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਸਮ ਪੇਨ ਔਰ ਅਨਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ ਔਰ ਡਿਸਕੰਫਰਟ ਕਮਸ ਟੂ ਅਸ ਇਨ ਅਵਰ ਲਾਈਫ, ਇਨਸਟੈਡ ਆਫ ਫੇਸਿੰਗ ਇਟ ਐਂਡ ਐਕਸੈਪਟਿੰਗ ਇਟ ਐਸ ਦ ਵਿਲ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ, ਵੀ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਫਾਈਂਡਿੰਗ ਫਾਲਟ ਇਨ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਲਾਰਡ, ਵੀ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਕਰਸਿੰਗ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ, ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਬਿਕਮ ਵੈਰੀ ਨਰਵਸ ਐਂਡ we do not take it as the will of Lord. But if because of our some good karmas God Almighty wants to reward us, if He gives us something good, at that time our egoism, our happiness do not know any bounds, and we think that at that time we forget the reward of God, at that time we forget the grace of God, and we say that this is, we are getting this because of our own efforts, because of our own merits, and at that time we do not remember God Almighty. So that is why Guru Nanak Sahib says that we should not be like that. Whatever is written in our fate, we get according to that. And in both the circumstances, whether we have the pains or happiness, we should always remember God Almighty and we should always do His devotion. He should be meditated upon in both the pains and happiness. We should always face the pains. We should always accept the pains as the will of the Lord. And we should do so much devotion that we should not even remain aware that when the pain came and when the happiness came, we should always remain devoted to Him so that we may not be affected by the pains and happiness.
Ya Maya Jan Dekhre Phoolo Kya Hathi Kya Ghoda Re Jor Jor Tan Bot Viguche Lakhan Kot Karora Re
आप प्यार ना कहते हैं कि ऐसी तान जोड़ जोड़ के ना आप ते खर्च करते हैं ना सात संग ऐसी खर्च करते हैं लखा करोड़ा जोड़ के या बैंक च पै रेंदे है या बीमारियां ते लग जाते हैं डॉक्टर दिया फीसा विच लग जाते हैं.
Now he says that we go on collecting the wealth, and collecting the wealth needs spend it on our own selves, nor we spend for the satsangat. So after collecting millions and billions, we leave them in the banks, or either they are spent paying the doctor's bills, or we pay to the lawyers, and in that way, all the wealth which we have collected goes like this.
Ek mahatma kehnda hai, chuha khod khod kar apna sundar kot banaya hai, bani banayi sarp sambhi. Chuha dekh pagaya hai.
One Mahatma says that a mouse dug and dug, and he went on digging, and he made a nice hole for himself. But at once the snake came there, and he chased out the mouse, and he got a ready-made house.
Bade jatan kar soomb jorda maya hai, aake chor kare tan chori, se soomb bada kabraya hai.
With many efforts, the miser goes on collecting the wealth. But when the thief comes, he takes everything at once.
Jor jor tane bot vi guche lakhan kot karora re dobe da dur mat auchat rai जन्म गयो नर बोरारे.
कबीर साहब कहते हैं अगर तुसी भक्ति विच कामयाब होना है, शब्द गुरु मंदर प्रकट करना है, सब तो पहले तो दुविधा नहीं छड़ दियो. जिन्ना चिकर सानू भरोसा नहीं गुरु दे उत्ते, कदे रस्ता अंदर साडा तुर ही नहीं सकदा, अंदर असी जा ही नहीं सकदे.
कबीर साहब से दैट इफ यू वांट टू बिकम सक्सेसफुल इन द डिवोशन, if you want to manifest the Shabad Master within you, you give up the confusion and the duality. Unless we clear up the doubts for the Master, the inner path cannot be open to us, and we cannot go to the Master.
Jeda din raat sada man sanu khotiyan salaha duniya ch pasaundiyan danda hai, kade vishe vikar di salah danda hai, kade hor salaha danda hai, inu vi chhad deo, buri sangat chhad deo, achhi sangat de vich jao.
He says that give up the mind. The mind who day and night goes on advising us for the bad things. He goes on advising us to do the things which would trap us in the things of the world. So he says that you give up that mind, you give up the company of that mind. And also you give up the bad company. Giving up the bad company, you go in the good company.
So Kabir Sahib kehnde duniya vishe vikaran da jungle hai. Kyon bauriyan di tarah ede vich patkde firde ho.
So Kabir Sahib says that this world is a jungle of pleasures and passions. Why are you wandering in this jungle, in this forest, like the madman?
Dovida durmat ochaturai janam gayo nar borare aj huan milo sat sangat सत गुर मान निहोरारे.
परमात्मा कृपाल ने सानू सदा ही कहा, सौ कम छड़ के सत्संग विच जाओ, हजार कम छड़ के भजन विच बैठ जाओ. जिन्ना चिकर तुसी आत्मा नू खुराक नहीं दे लेंदे, ओना चिकर तुसी तन नू खुराक ना दियो. जिन्नी तन नू खुराक असीं जरूरी समझदे हैं, हजारों गुणा इहदू ज्यादे आत्मा नू खुराक दी लोड़ है. आत्मा साड़ी जन्मा जन्मात्रा की भुखी है, कमजोर है, इस नु भी खुराक एदी खुराक शब्द नाम की कमाई है.
गॉड कृपाल ऑलवेज टोल्ड अस गो टू द सत्संग गिविंग अप हंड्रेड्स ऑफ वर्क एंड सिट इन द मेडिटेशन गिविंग अप थाउजेंड्स ऑफ वर्क. do not give food to your body until you have given food to your soul. Our soul has been hungry for many births, for ages and ages, and she has not got any food. As the food is necessary for our physical body, in the same way, the food of the meditation is very important and very necessary for our soul.
So Kabir Sahib says, "Plan ke na banaunde ro ke 6 mahine nu satsang jaawange, saal jaawange, mahine to jaawange. Kehne lage jab bhi tuhanu mauka milda hai, tusi sangat sadhu de naal chhaddo kar."
So Kabir Sahib says that don't just go on planning that you will go to the satsang after 6 months or you will go to the satsang after a year and like that. Whenever there is an opportunity and whenever you can go, always go and be in the satsang of the sadhu.
Satsang de jariye sant mahatma sade kulad man nu sada hi nahora benti karde hai ki dekh pyareya khotiyan sangatan to pata nahi kinne ke janam ta kasht ho gaye hai hun ta tu sachi sangat de vich apna time la.
Through the satsangs, the saints and mahatmas always touch us. They always tell us that, dear one, in the bad company, you have spent so many births. A lot of time has been spent in the bad company. At least now, you come to the satsang in the good company and make your life.
Kyon mahatma vi sangat de vich jana hai? Kyonki oh sangat to bagair sada bachao hi nahi ga. Kabir Sahib kehnde hai, jam ka thenga bura hai, oh nahi sahya jaye. Ek jo sadhu mohe milya, tin ho liya bachaye.
Why do we have to go in the company of the sadhu? Only because we do not have any other way out except by going to the company of the Mahatma. Kabir Sahib says that the beating of the Yama, the angel of death, is very bad. It is unbearable, but I have met with one sadhu who has saved me from that beating.
Kabira kaani peed de satguru lae bachaye parapurvli paavni te pragat hui aaye.
Oh Kabir, I was being crushed in the mill, but the satguru came and he saved me from that crushing, from that torture. This was because of my past karma and because of my good fortune that the master saved me.
Aaj hu aan milo sat sangat sat gor man nihorare let uthaye parat poenge gir jiyo balak bin korare.
Aap kehne lage sade bhulad jeevan nu satsang de jariye mahatma saadiyan galtiyan das das ke sade andar naam da shauk paida kar kar ke to sanu giriyan nu dabo upar uthaunde hai jis tarah mata pita gire baal nu puchhad chuk lende hai beshak oh bachcha kitna vi kyon na ਗੰਦ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਬੜਿਆ ਹੋਵੇ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸਾਫ਼ ਕਰਕੇ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮਮਤਾ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੁੱਛੜ ਚੁੱਕ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਇਹੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਿਕਾਰਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਲਿਬੜੇ ਹੈ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਮੈਲਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਲਿਬੜੇ ਹੈ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਕੁਛ ਉਹ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਕੋਈ ਦਰਸ਼ਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਔਰ ਕੁਛ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਵੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਤੜਪ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਭ ਮੈਲਾਂ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਸਾਫ਼ ਕਰਕੇ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਬਾਲਕ ਨੂੰ ਮਾਤਾ ਚੱਕਦੀ ਹੈ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬੱਚੇ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਪੁੱਛੜ ਜੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੈ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
Now he says that through the satsang, the mahatmas create the yearning within us to do the devotion of Lord, and they tell us about our shortcomings, and they shower grace upon we, the forgetful jivas. Just like the child who is all dirty, the mother doesn't mind picking him up. She picks him up, she cleans him. The child once again goes into the dirt and makes himself dirty, but again the mother picks him up and cleans him. In the same way, no matter how many bad karmas we do, no matter how dirty we are, but masters are like that mother, and they always pick us up, they always shower grace upon us. And through the satsangs, they tell us about our shortcomings, they make us leave our failures, our shortcomings, and through the darshans, they clean us, and through the meditations, they create the yearning to clean ourselves, to purify ourselves, and to do the devotion of Lord. So just like that mother goes on picking up the dirty child again and again, in the same way, the masters also shower grace upon us and they go on cleaning us again and again.
Our closing bhajan is on page 144, Kabir's bhajan, Uta Jagam Musafir Aboard Abai. O traveler, get up. It is dawn. It is not right that you continue sleeping. One who awakes, he finds. One who is asleep, he loses. Get up and open your eyes from slumber and meditate on your master. This is not the way of love. The Lord is awake and you are sleeping. What you want to do tomorrow, do today. What you want to do today, do it now. When the sparrows have picked up the seeds from the field, it is too late to repent then. O fool, suffer the consequences of your actions. O sinner, how can you have peace in sin? When you have a bundle of sins on your head, why do you say that your head hurts? O traveler, get up. It is dawn. It is not right that you continue sleeping. Uta Jagamu Safir to Borda Bai, page 144.
Uta Jagamu Safir to Borda Bai, Abare ne kaha jo sobata hai. Uta Jagamu Safir to Borda Bai. Abare ne kaha jo sobata hai, jo jagata hai so pagata hai, jo sobata hai so khobata hai, jo jagata hai so pabata hai, jo sobata hai so khobata hai, uta jagamu safir bora bai, abare ne kaha jo sobata hai, ute jagamu safir bora bai, abare ne kaha jo sobata hai, uta nind de akhiyan na khol jara, uta nind se akhiyan na khol jara, ore apne guru se dhyan laga, ore apne guru se dhyan laga, jeh prita karan kirit nahin, jeh prita karan kirit nahin, Prabhu jagata hai, tu sobata hai. Guru jagata hai, tu sobata hai. Ute jagamu safir bora bai. Abare ne kaha jo sobata hai, uta jagamu safir bora bai, abare ne kaha jo sobata hai, jo kale karna so aaj kar le, jo kale karna so aaj kar le, jo aaj karna so aave kar le, जो आजे कारण ना सो अब कर ले जब चिड़ियों ने चुन के तलिया जब चिड़ियों ने चुन के तलिया फिर पछिता जे क्या रोबत है फिर पछिता जे क्या होबत है उठ जागा मुसाफिर बोड़ भाई आवारे ने कहा जो सोबत है उठ जागा मुसाफिर बोड़ भाई आबारे ने कहा जो सोबत है नादान बुगाती करनी अपनी नादान बुगाते करनी अपनी ए पापी पाप में चैन कहाँ ए पापी पाप में चैन कहाँ जब पाप की गाथरी शीश दारी जब पाप की गातरी शीश दारी फिर शीश पकड़ क्यों रोबत है फिर शीश पकड़ क्यों रोबत है उठे जागा मुसाफिर बोर भाई आबारे ने कहा जो सोबत है उठे जागा मुसाफिर बोर भाई आबारे ने कहा जो सोबत है
O fool, suffer the consequences of your actions. O sinner, how can you have peace in sin? When you have a bundle of sins on your head, why do you say that your head hurts? O traveler, get up. It is dawn. It is not right that you continue sleeping. May God bless us all.